come. Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. Amen. Well, today's gospel features the confession of Peter. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. This confession is not new to us. We have heard it before whenever this lesson is read. We confess it ourselves in the Apostles' Creed. Jesus is quick to praise Peter for this confession and likewise commends us as well for our confession. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, says Jesus, but my Father in heaven. It has become quite fashionable these days to suggest that our belief in God is only a figment of our imaginings. Folks all across the internet are quick to dismiss not only Christianity, but any belief in any God or any practice of religion as wishful thinking or uninformed conjecture. However, rather than disrespectfully disagree as previous generations have done, the new atheists imagine that they can extinguish our faith with ridicule and belittling. The previous dialogue between people of faith and atheists has degenerated into name-calling and derision. Unfortunately, the scorn and disrespect has become a two-way street, and Christians and other religious people are just as likely to mock those without faith as those without faith are ready to mock those with deeply held religious convictions. The cheap shot thrown too often around by Christians goes something like this: "My God's not dead, sorry about yours." Well, that's not only rude, it's condescending and mean-spirited. Rather than inviting constructive dialogue, it generates a hubristic insult toward the very people to whom we should be showing love and compassion. In essence, such a response shuts down any possibility of meaningful dialogue. Moreover, it comes from a misunderstanding of where faith comes from in the first place. Remember Jesus' response to Peter's amazing confession: "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven." Luther wrote in his meaning to the third article of the Apostles' Creed, I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with God's gifts, made and kept me holy in the one true faith, just as God's Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth. You see, whenever we disrespect the faith or unfaith convictions of others, we are disrespecting the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the Spirit's work to create faith in persons. In fact, the Spirit may have sent that unbelieving person to you in the first place in order that you may love them into the kingdom of heaven. But if instead you ridicule rather than help them into the kingdom, you'll be alienating them from the very thing that they may need most, a listening and empathetic ear. I think the insult comes from our fears about our own faith. The truth about our faith is that we are not always so quick to confess like Peter, "Thou art the Christ." We have our own doubts and questions about who God is and what God is doing and how God works and doesn't work in people's lives. What we may need more than anything is a brave admitting of those frailties of our own faith. Thomas is one of my favorite disciples, this is up here, because he is not afraid to admit that he wants to see the wounds of the risen Jesus for himself. I'm just as skeptical as Thomas. I want more than a story of Jesus. I want proof. At times, I am just as doubtful as Thomas. At other times, I am just as confident as Peter. At other times, I'm like the father of the boy with convulsive seizures. Jesus asked him, "Do you believe that I'm able to help your child?" To which he responded, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief." So you see, My faith does not depend upon me, nor does your among all of us, by God's Spirit, who beckons us through the good news of God's holy word, who gives us gifts of faith, hope, love, joy, and all the rest, who sets us apart for God's work in this world, and who keeps us close to the bosom of faith. Just as God surely calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church, every Christian on the planet, and keeps them close to the heart of God. Paul writes in today's 12th chapter of Romans, "Do not be conformed to this world. If someone disrespects your convictions about God, don't return tit for tat. Instead, transform the situation by transforming yourselves. Renew your minds. Search for the pure will of God," Paul says. "Search for those things that are good and acceptable and perfect. Don't badger those who differ with you, but seek to open a dialogue so that even if you can't find a meeting of the minds, you may at least come to an appreciation of the other person." A task much easier said, of course, than done. Second, Isaiah wrote, "Look to the rock from which you were hewn and to the quarry from which you were dug. Indeed, our faith is not our own imaginings, but a gift from God. God who excavates a block of faith for us from the very quarry of God's revelation. It is that solid rock of faith from God that allows us to bravely assert that we do indeed believe in Christ in spite of our misgivings and wonderings. The gift of faith is constantly under assault from doubt and insecurity, but it is always a gift from God, a revelation from the object and giver of that faith, because it does not depend upon us. This gifted faith can withstand even grave doubts and uncertainties. God is revealed to us through the work of the Spirit of Christ, whose work it is to make Christ known to us. That revelation is how God is known. Faith in God will both waver and steady itself, will ebb and flow back, will tremble and stand firm, because that is the very nature of faith itself. Yet God is the solid rock in whom our faith is secured. The one who laid the foundations of the universe is the one who secures our faith to its object, even Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, the Son of the living God, whose faithfulness never wavers, and in whom we may securely place our trust. Amen. All the paths of our Redeemer are steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.